Welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and guess what? We are still creating millionaires one family at a time, and that means you and you and you too. Yes, everybody. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. So that means no matter where you are, then it is still possible for you. I'd like to open up today's show with a message that I go back to quite frequently. And I think when people hear this, you may say, oh, I've heard that before, but I'm offering you a new perspective because I am finding that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know I'm sick and tired of watching people who are sick and tired, and I want to help you not be sick and tired. And so there are so many people who are plagued with this whole idea of how to get to the next level financially. I'm not making enough money. I have too much debt. I've got way too many expenses. I don't have enough income streams. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in life. I thought I did everything the right way, but none of what I planned is actually coming into fruition the way that I thought it would and the way that I thought it should. Well, guess what? I have a message for you. I am inspired today by a simple message from Romans, the book of Romans, which says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." Again, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let's talk about renewing, because I met a whole lot of people. I've met a whole lot of people over my lifetime, throughout my career, and even I could even include myself in this, who have said, I made the change. I got it. I got saved, set free, and delivered 20 years ago. Or I used to be a drug addict and I'm no longer doing that. Or I used to be a gambler. Or I used to be whatever it is. And I got on the right track, but I'm still not achieving my goals. So my mind was renewed. It was transformed. Well, let me tell you something. Renewing is something that has to take place like a subscription. The subscription to your favorite magazine or blog or newspaper or product or service that you enjoy using has to be renewed periodically. So you got the subscription at one particular point in time, but guess what? It's time to renew. So the same thing has to happen with your mind. You have to renew that subscription frequently. And I would say to you, if you are going through something right now, if you're trying to figure out how to get from one point to the next, how not to rob Peter to pay Paul, how to get your money from being funny and your change from being strange, then that means you have to renew your mind consistently. It's not a one-time thing. It's not something that you did last year and it worked for 2 months and now you don't know what happened. If you have made a change, you've got to keep making a change. So this leads me to the $1 million topic of the day, which is buy now. I'm going to leave it right there. The $1 million topic of the day is buy now. Now, let me tell you what I mean by this. I talk to so many people who say, by now, I should have known better. By now, I should have saved enough money. By now, I should be in my home. By now, I should have enough money saved in my retirement. By now, I should be married. By now, I should have had children. By now, by now, by now. By now, my business should be this. By now, everybody should be working for me. By now is robbing you of your dreams. By now is robbing you of strategy, and by now is robbing you of the energy and the creativity that you need to get to buy now, B-U-Y now. Because I want you to move from buy now, B-Y now, because that's a self-deprecating place. That's a place that leaves you feeling unfulfilled, unchallenged, as if you have not done anything yet. And I want you to buy, B-U-Y, this now, that you have to renew. And if you continue to renew daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or yearly, then do what you have to do to get where you are trying to go. So I'm going to say by now. If you think by now I should have had a degree, that's not your problem. That's not your business. All you have to do right now today is decide, what are you going to buy now? Are you going to buy the habits that got you to where you are? Are you going to buy the behavior and the mentality that got you to this place that you're not satisfied with? Are you going to buy the friends and the people who were in your life who did not contribute to your advancement? What are you buying, B-U-Y-I-N-G? What are you buying today? You might be saying to yourself, by now, I should have been married with children. By now, I should have landed my big job that I went to school for. By now has no place in your strategy going forward. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I want you to get pen and paper for this one because we're going to work through the buy now, B-Y now, and get you to the place where you can understand how to buy, B-U-Y now. Let me help you understand this. You may have a vision for what it is that you were supposed to do. You may have set it up. You may have watched the Cosby Show, the Brady Bunch, Good Times, whatever. Something inspired you at some point in life to show you either what you wanted to be or what you did not want to be. And you set out a plan and a strategy to get there. Maybe you didn't plan as strategically as I'm suggesting, but you had some kind of a pathway. Well, let me help you understand something. God is only underwriting one vision, His. Now, I got that from my sister, Michelle McKinney Hammond. God is only underwriting one vision, and that's His. You're going to have to pay for your own vision. Let me repeat that. God is only underwriting one vision, and that's His, the plans that He has for you. The Bible says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. But here's the deal. If you have made some mistakes, if you've messed up, if you didn't get the full lesson, you got to go back and repeat that thing. You have to renew your mind, renew the subscription so that you can get it right this time. Let me tell you, I told everybody who would listen that I would never go back into radio. I would never, ever go back into radio. If I ever did anything on radio, let me just be a guest. Let me show up. Because when I did radio before, it was a big responsibility. I had to show up regularly, every single week, all the time. And I was passionate and I was committed. More importantly, people depended on me. And so life began to happen. As I did my radio show successfully, and then I began to transition into other areas in terms of business and leadership, and my show ended, and I handed the torch to Curtis Monday, who then became the host of Dollars and Cents on WVON. I felt liberated. I felt free. And so as I began to walk into my passion, as I began to walk into my season, running companies for people like Russell Simmons and MC Light, and running programs for Sheila E., and working with Les Brown and Lil Mama and some of the most notable people on the planet, and really being very happy being in the background, doing what I did, giving what God has given to me to help other people, I was extremely satisfied with that lifestyle. I said, I'll never go into radio. Got to show up every day. Got to talk all the time. Well, let me tell you something. That wasn't God's vision for me. The vision for me was for me to get my butt up, get ready, get set, get into thought, to think and to plan and to strategize about what it is that the people needed to hear from me next. And so I'm not going to tell you that I'm all the time that I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to do it. Let me tell you something. Whatever your dream is, it is your dream. You have passion for it, but it doesn't always feel good. It doesn't always bring you joy. Sometimes it feels like work. Sometimes it feels like, do I have to do this? And yes, I have those moments and I have those times, but let me tell you something. By now, I understand that the only way for me to exist in harmony on this planet is to give what is inside of me and give it back to the world so that people can be better. So whatever that takes, whether it's TV, whether it's radio, whether it's communicating on Instagram or social media or sending you an email, by now I understand that I need to be obedient. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We have to take a break right now for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. So don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am Lynn Richardson. We're still creating millionaires one family at a time. Today's $1 million topic is buy now. Yes, we have all said it, buy now. Now, this is what I want you to take heed to. You can follow me on at Lynn Millionaire. On all the social media platforms. If you go to at Lynn Millionaire, you can find everything you need to know about this show. You can listen to the YouTube post, the podcast, everything. You can even get help. You can connect with members of Lynn's List. You can read about bankruptcy, about foreclosure, about debt elimination, building multiple streams of income. You can get access to all of my books and everything else that you need to get there. So I want to get that out of the way because I'm already getting emails from so many of you saying, how can I connect with you? You can connect with me there at Lynn Millionaire. You can also go to WVON.com and you can go to LynnMillionaire.com and click Listen Live. And you can listen to this show anywhere, anytime. It doesn't matter where you are. So you can send this to your friends and your family members right now. You can text them and say, listen now, and give them the URL, WVON.com or LynnMillionaire.com. Tell them to click listen live. Now, I've got another caveat for you. You can also go to LynnRichardson.com. You can follow Lynn Richardson, but if you follow LynnRichardson.com or follow Lynn Richardson on social media, you're going to get all the other stuff that I do for everybody everywhere. But if you go to Lynn Millionaire, that is specifically designated for this show and the time that we spend together. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON. I'm Lynn Richardson. I'm so excited to be here. So we're saying buy now. By now, I should have gotten my money straight. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. It's not straight. You didn't do something right. The Bible says, he who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. He who is unfaithful with little will be unfaithful with much. Who can be trusted with true riches if he can't handle unrighteous mammon, is what it's called. But it's like money isn't even that big of a deal. And this is what I want you to understand. If you have not achieved your financial goals by now, then guess what? You are part of a big group of people. There are hundreds of millions of people walking around who have not achieved their goals. So number one, you are not alone. Number two, if you have not achieved your financial goals by now, guess what? There are people who have, and we have a blueprint. And I don't care who it is that you talk to. If I talk to a school teacher on the south side of Chicago, or if I talk to a billionaire on Wall Street, for the most part, now, of course, there are some ideas and there are some things that may have happened. There have been some events. Maybe the billionaire on Wall Street came into a huge amount of money and was able to get the kind of start that he needed. Or maybe the person on the south side of Chicago may have inherited something. I'm not talking about how they acquired their wealth. I'm talking about how they keep it. Across the board, the thread is the same. You must spend less money than you make. So if by now, if you're saying by now, I should have achieved my financial goals, then what I want you to do is to take a look at the mathematics, because 1 + 1 = 2. And if your stuff adds up to 10, it will never get into 2. So if you make $20,000 a year, but you spend $40,000, it's never going to work. You're living check to Monday. if you make $50,000 a year, but you're spending $70,000, it's never going to work. You're living check to Monday. If you make $200,000 a year, but you're spending $300,000, that won't work either. If you make $20 million, but you spend $40 million, that will not work. So it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum. That's why I can compare the billionaire on Wall Street to the school teacher on the south side of Chicago. If both are operating by the same principles, both can be financially free based on where their level of comfort lies. I know people who make $50,000 a year who are living their best lives, and I know people who make $10 million a year who are in financial desperate times all the time. That's because the person who makes $10 million a year is not appropriating things properly. And the person who makes $50,000 a year has no debt. That person has paid off their home. They're living in a home that they purchased 10, 15, or 20 years ago, and now they owe nothing except their light bill, their gas bill. They don't have cable. All right. They don't have cable. Or if they do have cable, they have it, but they don't have all of the premium channels. They have an inexpensive phone. So the person who makes $50,000 a year or just over $4,000 a month, they've only got $750 in bills every month. And so every single thing else is a surplus. So now they get to continue to fuel their retirement plan or fuel their investments, because what they did do at some point in life is ensure that either A, they had a retirement fund, or B, they created one themselves. So here's the truth. We no longer live in an industrial society. Let me repeat. We no longer live in an industrial society. At one point, the whole idea in life was to grow up, help the family, go to school, get a job, get a good job, and retire from that job in 30 or 40 years. And if you did that, the company would take care of you. You would have enough money set aside for retirement so that you could live the rest of your retirement years. Now, here are a couple of factors that you may not know. At that time, the life expectancy was much shorter than it is right now. The life expectancy was shorter. That's why the Social Security system is not really working, because the Social Security system was based on everybody putting in a certain amount of money, that money growing, and then when you needed your money, it would be there. But that's only if you're going to live for 10 or 15 years after you retire. People are living for 20, 25, 30 years after retirement. So what's happening is if they're still getting Social Security into their 90s, as opposed to it ending in their late 70s or 80s when they were expected to pass along, then we have a shortage of funds. So the whole idea is for you to create your own retirement, and you do that by setting up your own annuity. But the point that I want to make here, that's the biggest point, is if by now you have not achieved your financial goals, this is what I want you to buy, B-U-Y now. I want you to buy a strategy. I want you to go online and find the system that's going to work for you. Now, you can become a part of Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching, which means I'm communicating with you every day via an online course, and I'm communicating with you via email. For those people who are out there, you can attest to it. I talk to everybody every day, all the time. And I'm developing a team of coaches across the world who will do the same. They will be trained by me, vetted by me, appointed by me, and we will all work together collaboratively to help you get to the next level. The book, Living Check to Monday, The Real Deal About Money, Credit, and Financial Security, is a great place to start if you have not achieved your financial goals by now. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It is the bottom of the hour, so we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather right now with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. So no matter where you are, I'm right there with you. And as long as you are willing to do the work, then I am here to help you along this journey, because that's what it is. And the truth is, you never really arrive. Even when you get to the place where you are financially free, meaning you are living below your means, you have enough passive income so you don't have to work every day if you don't want to. Isn't that a great idea? You have your businesses flowing. You've also got your estate plan and you are building your legacy for future generations. You still want to be on top of the changes to the tax laws. You want to be on top of the new products and programs that are out that could either harm what you have earned or that could protect what you have earned. So this is a lifetime journey. You never ever arrive. So when we talk about buy now, for those people who are sitting in depression and in a place that you simply do not have to be, because you're talking about buy now, I should have had this, buy now, I should have had that, buy now, I should have done it, buy now, it should be. Let me tell you something, forget all that. And I want you to buy, B-U-Y, some sense right now so that you can get some sense, C-E-N-T-S, buy some sense, S-E-N-S-E, so you can get some sense, C-E-N-T-S. And let me say this, I had to start with myself. I had all the degrees and the certifications that anybody could need, and I still failed miserably. Let me tell you why. Because there's no way to get around the rules. Now, you might come up with a scam. Somebody might sell you a get-rich-quick scheme. You might get on the track for a minute. You might run into some luck. You might join the company that promises X amount of dollars in 1 week or 2 months or 5 years. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't follow the rules, I don't care what you get, it is going to disappear. So by now, the only thing I want us to be clear about is if you're hearing this message, by now you should know that there's no way to do this the easy way. By now you should understand that you have to put in the work. By now, you should understand that you have to attach yourself to people who have done the work and are doing the work. Let me tell you something. I want to start some things with my family. I want to start a legacy and building. I come from a family, quite frankly, of geniuses, people who are really smart in a lot of different areas. But I had to say, what has being intelligent done for you? Because if you keep finding yourself in a dumb situation, then being intelligent is of no use. As a matter of fact, I know people with a lower quote unquote IQ who are doing better in their money, in their business, in their life. And so an academic education does not mean success. So if you are caught up in what other people are doing or how they got there or thinking that you have failed because by now it hasn't happened for you, let me tell you something. By now, all you need to do is make a decision to get it right and do the work. So we talked about living below your means. And my book, Living Check to Monday, is just one of those books that it's a game changer. Now, I have had people from all walks of life read this book. White people, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, people who make $2 a day, people who make $200,000 a day. I've had people from all walks of life read this book and identify with it. Because what it's going to do, it's going to at least give you 7 basic principles that if you apply these, you don't have to apply them all at the same time. But once they sit in your spirit. And like I said earlier, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind is something that you have to renew repeatedly. So from time to time, although I wrote this book almost 15 years ago, from time to time, I have to go back and read the book in order to get renewed. So if you are not where you want to be financially by now, then I'm just going to tell you to hit the reset button, go back to financial kindergarten. Let me tell you something. I was there. I had already gotten a bachelor's degree and all this certification and written books, and I had to go back to financial kindergarten. I had to start all over. I had to sit down, fold my legs, ask for permission. I had to go back to the very basics, because obviously somewhere along the line, if I was struggling financially, I had to accept the fact that I didn't get something. I didn't learn a lesson someplace. Somewhere I missed it. Was I too emotionally attached to the things and the people around me? Did I convince myself because I promised someone that I was going to loan them money or help them with the business or help them pay their mortgage? Did I convince myself that that promise meant that I should stay in a lie, which meant I couldn't afford to do it? No. What I learned is that I had to go back and undo some things that I did. I had to go back and undo the undoing that I didn't need to do in the first place. So if I had made a commitment, yes, I'm going to commit to you financially for this. What I realized when I went and looked at my numbers and I looked at my budget, I can't afford this. So I had to humble myself. I had to swallow my pride, and I had to go back to the person and say, when I made that commitment to you, I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. That's just how I did it, because I couldn't figure out a way. See, a lot of times when you have to go and make amends for something, you try to come up with excuses. Forget the excuses. You were crazy. You didn't know what you were talking about. You were being too forthcoming. You didn't plan. You were excited. Whatever it is, just admit it and get to the next step. You know what? When I made that commitment to you, I had every intention of doing it. I believed in my heart that I could make it happen, because I'm a make it happen kind of person. No matter what is happening out there, I can come up with a plan. But what I could not come up with a plan to do is defy the facts that numbers present. See, I thought, we think that we can make a way out of no way for everything. That is true. You need to have faith. You can make a way out of no way. You can figure out a way to feed your children if there's no food on the table. You can make a way out of no way. You can figure out a way to get from point A to point B and not be homeless. You can figure out a way, but the way might not be your way. The way might not be the way you planned or intended. The way might not be what you think is acceptable for you. Let me tell you something. We got to get rid of these titles, these social, when people say to me, well, what's happening with the middle class? I say, I don't even know what you're talking about. What is the middle class? I feel like everybody's in this all together. I don't see a difference between the low class, if that's what you want to call it. I don't even like that term. I don't see a difference between the low class, the middle class, and the high class, and then the 1%. If you make more than, I don't know exactly what the number is, but I'm going to keep it somewhere around $250,000 to $300,000 a year. If you make that amount of money, you are considered to be in the top 1% of income earners in the world. Well, guess what? I've been in the top 1% for all my life, just about. I mean, as early as 1999, the year 2000, I have been in the top 1% of income earners. But let me tell you, I was broke as a joke. I was as broke as a joke. And so I don't know the difference. It doesn't matter what my class is if I'm still living check to Monday. And I know people who are living check to Monday in every single financial category. So don't get caught up in the titles. If you're thinking by now I should have this and by now I should have that, then you have attached yourself to a label that doesn't belong to you. You have attached yourself to a label that really doesn't mean anything. You have attached yourself to a label that at the end of the day, it doesn't pay any bills. So there is no rule that says I have to have a degree by the time I'm 21 years old. First of all, school is a lot. You go to school, if you're anything like my children, They started going to school at 18 months because my youngest child, she was going to kill my grandmother, honey. She was standing on top of the table. She was running around acting crazy. I was like, oh, no, you got to get out of here. So I took her to the school. I begged them, please take this child because she going to kill my grandmama. And y'all know Grandma B, that is my homegirl. So they took her. They put her in the school. They let her enroll in school. And I remember the first day dropping her off. I'll never forget Miss Story said, Mama, don't worry. I'm going to keep her close to me so that the older kids, you know, don't bother her or, you know, so she's safe. Honey, when I came and got her at the end of the first day, all Miss Story could do is just look at me with a look of desperation. She said, Mama. I said, yeah, I know, honey, that one right there. Is something wrong with her. So she's yours now. In other words, my little bitty child was causing more havoc on the school than they thought they had to protect her. So the whole point is I had to put these kids in school. It was $250 a week for each child. That was $500 a week that I was spending on childcare. I did not know then that I could have hired them to work in my business and I could have gotten a tax write-off of $5,000 per child. So the money that I was spending every week, at least I could get a portion of it back at tax time. So if you're thinking by now I should have children, I'm going to tell you by now you need some money, okay? Because every time you have a child, you have more expenses unless you're going to live a minimalist lifestyle and stay in your house and drive nowhere and do nothing, then you're going to need some money. If you want to put them in activities, minimally, you got to drive there. You got to buy the outfits. You have to buy the clothes. You may have to pay the enrollment fees if you want to put them in a private school, if you want to actually work yourself. The biggest issue that I'm facing with by now is people wanting a family. But in order to go out and live your dream and in order to do what you feel like you've been called to do, you've got to find care for the child. So if you have two children and it costs you $2,000 a month to provide care for them and you're only making $1,800, then is it worth it? I'm going to tell you your by now is not her by now. His by now is not your by now. The only thing you need to buy now is the sense, the S-E-N-S-E. You need to get more sense, C-E-N-T-S. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. We're going to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. But guess what? I don't want you to turn that dial. As a matter of fact, on the break, I want you to listen. But I also want you to go to LynnMillionaire.com and click get help right now so that you can start to change your goals so that by now next year, you can actually accomplish the things that you want to set out to do. Hey, we're going to take a break. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. So no matter where you are, I am right there with you. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Follow at LynnMillionaire on social media. That is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also LinkedIn. Don't forget about us on LinkedIn. We are also connected to the professional community, helping everybody get to their $1 million net worth, I want to remind you about the purpose of this show, why we are doing it. We are facing, people of color are facing a zero net worth by the year 2050. I don't necessarily believe that that's the year. I think it's approaching much faster. I believe 2050 is so far outside of the spectrum for many people that folks just kind of think, oh, it's no big deal. I think that we are approaching a zero net worth as a community of color, and that's all colors as far as I'm concerned. It's everybody who is not operating in the financial wisdom that is available to us. I believe that that zero net worth will approach much quicker. I think it's happening by the year 2030. I remember in 2008 creating Wealth Vision 2020 because I thought that it would be great to have perfect vision by the year 2020. Not that we would solve all of the problems, but if we could start to put the things in place so that we could have a clear view, perfect vision by the year 2020, then I wanted to start that movement back then in 2008. And so I joined Russell Simmons' team with Dr. Benjamin Chavis and Valisha Butterfield. They had an initiative called Get Your Money Right. They brought me on board to run the National Homeownership Advisory Council, and we created Get Your House Right. And the whole idea at that time was to help people of color understand that the number one way to wealth creation was homeownership. Rather than buying furniture, cars, and jewelry, and alcohol, and vacations, and timeshares, that we should actually be in a position to buy real estate, watch it appreciate in value, then take the equity and buy something else potentially in cash so that you could live rent and mortgage free and then continue that path as you created your financial legacy. We thought that that was the way to go. Well, the real estate market crashed because it had been operating above its means for so long that there was no way to keep up. But those seeds were planted at that time, and they are manifesting. And so I went on to become the chief operating executive for the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, for one of Russell Simmons' nonprofit organizations. From there, I began to help MC Light with Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. We co-founded it together with Dr. Felicia Shaw. And from there, very quickly, I started to help her in her for-profit endeavors as well. And so I became the chief operating officer of Sunny Girl Entertainment as a consultant for a while and then transitioned. During that time, I was also one of the top people at Prudential and so on and so forth. And so I said, by the year 2020, I think right now we do have perfect vision. We don't have a perfect situation, but I can see very clearly what the problem is. And the problem is we are living in a time where consumerism is at an all-time high. The entire world is set up to force you to believe that what you are and what you have is not enough. The entire system is set up to make you believe that who you believe you should become is attached to something that the media has told you is the model. And what I'm telling you is by now, you should know that none of that is true. By now, you should understand that you can't live like the people you see on television. By now, you should know that your neighbor who is down the street, who looks like they are doing well because they drive the perfect car, they wear the right clothing, they are part of the right organizations, you should know by now that that may not be the truth. And by now, you should be willing to stick to your own truth. So if your truth is, I am broke as all get out and I don't know where I'm going, you need to own that. And then you need to buy the next step, BUY, which is how to get yourself out of it. You should follow the 21 days to financial freedom. It is available to anyone who works with me, but let me help you understand something. It's tough. Getting through the 21 days, you might think, oh my God, it's tough because it's rethinking everything that you've thought until this point. Because if you are 20 years old, then you have been alive for over 7,000 days. If you are 40 years old, you have been alive for over 14,000 days. You get where I'm going? Because there are 365 days in a year. So whatever you have learned, you have been learning it every day. You've been learning it every one of those days, every hour and every minute of those days that you have been either awake or not. You have been consciously learning who you are and creating the financial DNA that you are living in right now. So it's going to take a lot of undoing to undo the doing that you have done. You did it. Now, I know that there may be situations where someone else promised you something, didn't deliver, the business deal fell apart, you loaned the person the money, they said they were going to pay you back, you've always been so giving and so kind, you don't know why people do you wrong. Let me tell you something, get rid of all of that. You have been the master creator of your situation, and you can be the master creator of a new situation if you understand that by now it is up to you to change your situation. So you might be thinking, by now I should have owned a home, or by now I should not have made this kind of mistake. By now, the only thing you can do is to reset the dial today. If you cannot pay your bills, if you are facing foreclosure, if they are threatening to take your car, if they have already repossessed your car, if whatever it is, I need you to think about bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is not something that people should be afraid of, but it is also not something that everybody should just run to as the first course of action. Here's what I say. If you are in a situation and you absolutely cannot do what is expected of you financially, then bankruptcy will be the option for you, because it's going to give you some relief and some protection. The other thing is, at one point in time, if you file bankruptcy, well, then it might impact your job. Let me tell you something. The president of the United States of America, and I'm just going to stop there. I'm not going to say anything else about that. I'm just going to say the existing president of the United States of America, the orange one. Yes, I did say that. Bankruptcy is not the end. For many people, it is the beginning. The wealthy people will say, I'm going to leverage bankruptcy to preserve wealth. So by now, I want you to get it right. By now, I want you to use your power. By now, I want you to get on the path with me. I want you to call 888-LYN123. That's 888-596-6123. Leave a mobile number so we can text you the next steps, or go to LynnMillionaire.com. Follow us on social media at LynnMillionaire. I love you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.